Sweetheart, are you awake? Hello, can you hear me, baby? Hey, it's all right. You might be a little disoriented right now, but that's perfectly natural. Oh, shh, no. There is no need to get riled up, no. No one's going to hurt you here, okay? Come on. Do I look like a serial killer? No. So why not let me ease some of that stress? Oh, I can help you. I want to help. Good boy. Just focus on your breathing. Would you like me to rub your back? Yeah. Good. Come here. That's it. You'll be okay, darling. You're such a good boy, you know that. Why are you so upset? Did I do something wrong? Oh, silly boy. Of course we know each other. Don't you recognize my voice? Look at you, scrunching your eyebrows up, trying to remember. There's something familiar about me, isn't there? Honestly, I am a little bit offended. All those nights we spent talking to each other, and you can't even place my voice. I am a little hurt, human. There it is. That sudden epiphany. The gears in your mind are spinning now, aren't they? That's right. It's me, Naughty. I knew it would come to you eventually, though. There is no way you would forget about your good friend from the stars, is there? Well, kidnapped is a bit of a strong word, don't you think? I prefer to use abducted. No, I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, maybe a little. Oh, where did that come from? I thought this is what you wanted. You sounded so excited to finally meet me in person. I figured it would be okay if I moved my visit up a few weeks. Don't stare at me like that. I've had to wait a really long time already. It's normal to get anxious in such a situation. Do I not look like you imagined? Is that it? I know I'm taller than most humans, and the blue skin might be a little bit off-putting. But there aren't actually that many differences between us. Or at least there weren't before I modified you. Please don't freak out, okay? I just wanted to surprise you, that's all. Remember when you got drunk a couple weeks ago? Right. And you started telling me how much you wanted to be a cat boy. We had so much fun role-playing. Did you wear my little pet? You purred and called me mistress, and it was just really, really cute. Well, I figured, why not make the fantasy come true? Oh, yes. That is why your body feels odd. Oh, crap. You notice the whiskers, huh? And the tail. Surprise. Oh, gods. I'm such a fool. You must hate me now, do you? But it's okay. I can, of course, reverse everything. You just have to say the word. Sweetheart, it might not be the best idea to give you a mirror yet. I'm sorry. Oh, you probably shouldn't look out the window either. Nice view, isn't that? Kinda humbling, in a way. That little orb in front of us. That tiny blue marble is the only home you have ever known. The history of your entire species took place right there. From king to beggar. Every human being has played a part in the eons-long story of their race. A story that's still unfolding before our very eyes. Just imagine. Countless lives have been created or snuffed out since we started talking. It seems like such a frail thing from up here, don't you think? This earth of yours. Oh, sorry, I'm not really helping, am I? Sweetheart, you don't look so good. Oh crap. He might be in shock. Oh, look at me, darling. Yes, look at me. Good boy. Do you know where you are? Yes, you're on my ship. I said I was going to pick you up, remember? Yes. No, I wasn't joking, baby. I have wanted to hold my little human for a long time. To kiss his soft lips. And make him whimper for me. What a naughty pet. Are you trying to get your mistress worked up, pushing her away like that? Should I claim you right now, kitten? Hold your arms down and take what I want. Get on your back. Why are you crying? It's me, sweetheart. Your girlfriend. Your owner. What about all those messages we sent each other? Didn't they mean anything? I thought you loved me. No. No. I never try to manipulate you, sweetheart. I wouldn't lie to my adorable little boy. Darling, did you really believe I was human? I guess this is my fault. I should have just abducted you from the start. Honestly, rigging that dating app to match us together was such a waste. People lie constantly on those things. Of course you'd think I was joking when I said I was from another planet. It's not like I provided any proof either. Well, you know, aliens are real and you've been having phone sex with one for months. Really intense, sensual phone sex. You aren't upset with me, are you, baby? I understand, of course. This is a lot to process. And me being here probably doesn't make things any better. I'll give you some space. No. No, it's alright. I can stay, if you want me to. Maybe I should move off the bed, though. Are you sure? There is a perfectly good couch right there. You really are too sweet. Letting me sit so close to you after what happened. I'm glad I haven't scared my little human away. Because, you know, I really do care about you. Out of all the hellish apes on this backwater planet, you are my favorite. I wouldn't even have come here if it weren't for you. I'm serious. It was your message that brought me to this planet in the first place. Oh, sweetheart. You look so surprised. That little beacon worked better than expected, huh? I'll admit, radio waves are a pretty archaic form of communication. Normally they wouldn't have reached anyone for another 1,000 years. But I happened to be in the area one day and was lucky enough to intercept your little missive. At first I only came here out of an academic curiosity. I mean, it isn't every day you discover a new species. Yet, once I found who the voice in the message was and started observing him from afar, I got a strange feeling like I wanted to talk to him, to you. So, in order to ease tensions, I decided to contact you through a local channel. In this case, this dating app. What? You seemed cute. And I thought it might be fun to have an alien boyfriend. I didn't plan on this becoming a serious relationship. I was just using you to get off, nothing more. Who cared if we talked every day? Or that I sent down a couple drones so I could watch you sleep? Any respectable researcher would have done the same. Or at least, that's what I told myself. Before I knew it, I was sitting around on my ship, waiting for you to call me. By then, there was no use trying to hide from the truth. I needed to make you mine. Don't you see, kitten? We are fated to be together. I mean, your entire job is to look for aliens, isn't it? That can't be a coincidence. Your co-workers would kill to be where you are right now, darling. Face to face with a visitor from the stars. You'll be the star of the SETI when I get back. This is definitely worth of a promotion, don't you think? I could even introduce you to some of my friends. Of course I'm not the only alien around, sweetheart. There's a whole alliance of us. We came together a whole while ago to deal with the species of intergalactic tongues that was causing trouble for everyone. Even the Gravitals pitched in, and they are known for being rather grumpy. But people have mellowed out since then. These days the alliance is more focused on diplomacy. If you are really lucky, I might even petition my superiors to let you join. Wouldn't that be nice? For humanity to finally get a seat at the cool kids table. Oh, don't worry. The Alliance would be very welcoming. You are one of our evolutionary cousins, after all. An earlier link in the chain. That's why we look so similar. Our ancestors, the Star People, were strewn throughout the cosmos long ago. Once a great civilization, they were changed by war, brought to the brink of collapse in a horrible conflict. And those few who survived only faced with the hardship. The planets they chose as their homes were hostile to life, each world posing a unique threat. The refugees had to adapt to survive, and through that adaptation grew into new species of their own. You humans, however, seem to have found a rather comfy planet, one particularly suited to our biological needs. As a result, you are genetically much closer to the Star People than many of your alien relatives. And in fact, you remind me of the males of my species a little bit. You are so cute and small. I could just eat you up. No. Oh. Is my little kitten getting embarrassed already? I bet you're imagining how fun it would be to travel the galaxy with your owner, to be introduced to all the wonderful species of the Alliance. So what do you think, baby? Would you like to get to know a snake girl? Or maybe spend a week being hunted by beautiful apex predators? I could take you anywhere. Let you experience strange and fascinating alien cultures. All you have to do is ask. Sweetheart, do you really mean that? Surely, I don't have such a firm grip on your heart. There is plenty of other women out there, you know. No? I'm the only one you want. Good answer, kitten. I love you too. And I am sorry for all of this. I can only imagine how terrifying it would be to wake up and discover that your body's been changed, that you were abused so terribly in your sleep. Gods, what's wrong with me? I promised to stay by your side. Swore that I'd never hurt you. Yet, I can still see the tears drying on your face. Kitten, tears I made you shed. No. I did something horrible to you. I violated your trust, used your body like a toy. Shouldn't you be screaming and cursing at me, demanding to be brought back home? Baby. Please. If we go any further, I might not be able to stop. God. You're such a needy pet. Are you sure you don't want to be changed back? I might get a bit rough. It's natural for the women of my species, especially when we are with a mate we care about. So don't feel bad if I start calling you names. That's just how I show affection. Fucking slut. You love being my little kitten, don't you? God, you are adorable. Kiss me all over. Come on. Worship my body, sweetheart. Hey, give me a second to take my shirt off. There. Good boy. Your lips. They feel so soft. Those gentle little kisses are like heaven. You are certainly giving my stomach a lot of affection. Oh, do my abs turn you on that much? There aren't many women like me on your planet, are there? In fact, I'm taller and stronger than most of your men. My body's rippling with muscles. Simply looking at me makes you feel weak and submissive. You want to serve me. To become a plaything for the Amazon before you. Such a good boy. I can't wait to cuddle when we are done. Yes. Play with my breasts. Come on. Listen to those desperate meals of pleasure. Yeah. Are you in heat, baby? There's nothing to worry about. I didn't give you every trait a cat has. Though it does make sense that you would be a little bit more excited than usual. I bet you can smell my arousal already. How about I give you a taste as well? Good boy. Good boy. Watch as I slip a hand under my panties and start. Gently rubbing myself. Fuck. I'm sopping wet down there. Here. See how slick my fingers are. Good boy. My juices smell amazing, don't they? Use that sensitive nose of yours. Take him, mistress, a scent. Good boy. You're practically drooling. Go ahead. You can lick them clean. And don't worry. I didn't give you those little barbed thingies on your tongue that the cats of your planet have. They wouldn't even be useful, since you don't actually have any fur. So lick to your heart content, kitten. You won't hurt me, That's and suck on my fingers. Good boy, good boy. Such a sweet kitten. How does my honey taste? Yeah, nice and sweet. Do you want more? Fuck. You sound so cute when you beg. Okay, lie on your back. Take off those gloves too. Come on, get naked for me, slut. So obedient. Your cock is twitching like crazy, and I haven't even touched it yet. You are perfect. Did you know that, sweetheart? You are my perfect little boy. And I'm going to make you feel really, really good tonight. Okay? Stay still, darling. Mistress is going to sit on your face, okay? Yes. There we go. Good boy. Put that tongue to work. Come on. Lap at my slit. Or cover yourself in my musk. Fuck. You are doing really well, baby. I'm so proud of you. Such a precious little boy. You love being smothered by your owner's pussy, don't you? Getting your face all messy with her juices. I'm going to mark you, kitten. Make it so that no other women will dare to steal you away from me. When we are done, they will be able to smell me on you. And then everyone will know you have been claimed. Oh, sweetheart, your cock is leaking so much pre-cum. Needy pet. Does eating me out turn you on that much? Oh. Keep drinking my nectar then, cutie pie. Coat your tongue with my taste. If you're really good, mistress might give you a reward. Poor baby. Look at you bucking up in the air. So impatient. Is my little kitten waiting for permission to touch himself? Well, too bad. Listen to you. Pleading for more. Good boy. Good boy. Keep whining, whimpering to me. It feels really good. I bet you wish I would just lean down and lick this perfect cock all over. Can you feel my breath on the tip, baby? How about if I gently blow on it? Oh, gods. It's pulsing like crazy. Shh. Oh, settle down, pet. I was only teasing. Mistress is going to take care of you. Don't stop licking, or no matter what, I still get to come first. Good boy. Yes. Keep pleasuring me. You are being a really good little human. I'm not smothering you, am I? Like you can breathe, right? Good. Because I couldn't bear to hurt my darling baby boy. So if you start getting overwhelmed, or if you need me to stop for any reason, just tap on my thigh, okay? Good boy. Fucking slut. Is this what you were imagining whenever I called you? Did you fuck your hand wishing I was there to degrade you? To push you in your place? Don't lie. You always made the cutest noises when I called you a whore. You would moan and wank as fast as you could. It was fucking adorable. I could see you the whole time, you know? Really, those drones I sent to your house have super high def cameras. I recorded you a couple of times when we were having phone sex, you know? There is this one video I kept going back to. Fuck. I must have come to it like 10 or 15 times by now. I would spend an hour teasing you, telling you every way I was going to use your slutty little body. And right as you were getting to the edge, I said that I loved you. You remember that night, don't you, baby? It was the first time you heard those words from my lips. It felt as if a dam had burst. I couldn't stop telling you how much I loved you, how much you meant to me. And you came so, so hard afterwards. I watched your whole body shaking as you spurted a big, sticky load all over your tummy. I wanted to fly down right then so we could cuddle, but it was too soon. You weren't ready to give yourself to me yet. It was worth the wait, though. Now I can play with my little pet however I want. Isn't that right, sweetheart? Yes. Fuck me with your tongue. Good boy. I'm almost there. Oh god. You're going to make me calm, darling. Fuck. Fuck. Get ready, baby. Get ready. Take it. Goodbye. Goodbye. Swallow my cum. There you go. Don't waste a single drop. You humans really know how to treat a woman. I feel kind of bad, though. My little kitten didn't even get to orgasm. How about I make it up to you, yeah? Would you like to blow your load inside me, sweetheart? Good boy. Let me move down the bed. And give me your legs, baby. Get those hips up in the air. You know what I want. Such a good boy. Mistress is so excited to claim you, and I will. So, my good boy, look into my eyes. Feel me grip your aching cock and slowly guide it inside. Oh, God. You feel amazing. Fuck, that's it. That's it. Just lie there as I grind into you, okay? Does my baby boy like being fucked in the Amazon position? What's wrong? Are you embarrassed? Poor thing. You can't even move your hips. But it feels nice, doesn't it? To give in to my control. Sluts like you deserve to be used, to be pounded into the bed by a beautiful woman. That's all you're good for anyway. You're just a quick fuck, just an adorable, sweet little kitten that I love more than anything. Let your mind blank, baby. Goodbye, goodbye. It's okay, I've got you. Oh, you make the best pet, you know that? I should have collared you ages ago. Your ears are twitching. Can you meow for me, baby? Come on, meow. Meow like a little kitten. Good boy. Such a good boy. You're doing so well. Are you about to come? Yeah? Yeah? You want to come inside me, sweetheart? Do you want to knock me up? It's okay. I didn't just give you cat ears and a tail, after all. I made sure we were compatible as well. You can get me pregnant, sweetie. Oh, fuck. Your cock is even harder now. I know, baby. The thought of breeding your own is really hard, isn't it? I'm getting close too, you know. God, you're so wonderful. Such a good boy for your mistress. I want to come, okay? I want you to come. Come with me. Right now, come with me. Yes, yes. Rain those big heavy balls and seed in me. Oh, yeah. Goodbye. Let it all out. Fill my womb. Crap. You seem kind of out of it. Did I break you, kitten? No. Good. Should I put you down now? Yes, ma'am. You are so cute. Here, I'll just gently set you back down on the bed. Good boy. Mistress is going to hold you tight, okay? How are you feeling? Good. My little human should always be happy. But are you sure you don't want to be changed back? No. I like you better as a cat boy, too. It kinda, well, fits you. I guess some people were just meant to be pets. Hey, don't bite. I wasn't being serious, you know? Fuck, those teeth are sharp. You'll have to mark me some more of them later, okay? You would like that, wouldn't you? Such a naughty boy. Well, we still have lots to figure out before then. We haven't decided which planet to visit next, or what to do with your stuff for that matter. I mean, I assume you will be staying with me for a little bit. Yeah? Good. I could use a travel companion. Right. Now though, all I want you to worry about is getting some rest. Come here, sweetheart. Mistress wants to give you some head scratches. Yes. Good boy. I love you.